Hello, my name is Mary, and I'm with Opinion Research, an independent market research firm. We are doing a survey on issues facing your area today and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. Give me just a moment. So before we begin, I need to know if I have reached you on your cell phone, and if so, if you are in a place where you can talk safely without endangering yourself or others.
I don't understand what you said.
I just would like to know if you are talking right now on your cell phone and if you are in a safe place to do it.
I'm on my cell phone.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Are you registered to vote at your home address in New Mexico?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. In which county are you registered to vote?
Which what?
County.
County?
Yes.
Bernalillo.
Bernalillo, okay, thank you. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or political party, political blog, or by a candidate?
No.
Or political office? Okay, thank you. Now, I just want to make sure that we have a representative sample. In what year were you born?
1941.
Thank you very much. And what is the last grade you completed in school? Some grade school, some high school, graduated from high school, technical or vocational school, some college, graduated from college, or postgraduate?
I have a 2-year degree from college.
Okay, thank you. All right, and just for statistical purposes, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No, but I do live in a Hispanic neighborhood.
Okay, thank you very much. And thinking about the upcoming November elections for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices, how likely would you say you are to vote in the November election? Are you not at all likely, not very likely, somewhat likely, or very likely to vote?
I'm very likely to vote.
Thank you. And thinking about the upcoming November elections for United States Congress, if the elections for United States Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate for this district?
The Democratic candidate.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove the job of Kamala Harris is doing as vice president?
Could you repeat that, please?
Yeah. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Kamala Harris is doing as vice president?
She hasn't done anything.
Would you say that you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I disapprove because she hasn't done anything.
Okay, I understand.
I mean, the one thing she did with the border is she didn't do a very good job of it.
Would you say then somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
I disapprove. Somewhat disapprove.
Okay, thank you. Now, changing topics for a moment, I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics here in New Mexico and nationwide. For each one, please tell me first whether you've heard the name of this person. If then, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I name someone you don't know or you don't know much about, please let me know. Okay?
Okay.
Right. The first name is Kamala Harris. And would you say you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion about her?
No.
Would you say unfavorable, but would you say somewhat unfavorable or strongly unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. Next name, Gabe Vasquez. Do you have a favorable opinion or unfavorable?
Let's see. What was the name again?
Gabe Vasquez.
I don't know who that is.
Okay, it's okay. Yvette Herrell.
Don't know who that is.
Okay. Donald Trump.
Yeah, I know who that is. Somewhat unfavorable.
All right. And last name on the list, Joe Biden.
Really unfavorable. And I'm a Democrat.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following issues would you say is the most important issue in deciding your vote for United States Congress? If you have to pick one or two are the most. So the list of options are crime and drugs, the environment and climate change, illegal immigration and border security, taxes, healthcare, government spending and the debt, the economy and jobs, social security and Medicare, protecting democracy, inflation and cost of living like groceries and gas, abortion, education, or national security and foreign affairs.
Foreign affairs and what was the second one again? I'm 82 years old.
Don't worry, it's fine. I can read them again. It's not a problem. Are crime and drugs, the environment and climate change.
The environment. Okay, the environment.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
The environment and foreign policy.
Thank you very much. And thinking about the upcoming November elections, how interested are you in the election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Please rate your interest from 1 to 10. With 1 meaning that you have no interest in the election, and 10 meaning that you are extremely interested. Of course, you can choose any number between 1 and 10.
All right.
So what number would you give to your interest to the upcoming elections?
8.
8. All right. Thank you very much. Now, thinking some more about this year's numbers elections, as you may have heard, President Joe Biden recently dropped out of the presidential race and is endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris to take his place. If the election for presidents were held today, for whom would you vote if the candidates were Donald Trump, Republican, Kamala Harris, Democrat, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent, Chase Oliver, Liberation, and Jill Stein, Green Party?
Jill Stein.
Jill Stein. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Between Yvette Herrell, Republican, and Gabe Vasquez, Democrat?
Gabe Vasquez.
Okay. Would you say that you probably vote for Vasquez or definitely vote for Vasquez?
I'll definitely vote for him.
Thank you. I'd like to read you some statements about one of the candidates running for U.S. Congress, Gabe Vasquez. These are the types of statements you might hear in the course of a political campaign. After I read each one, please tell me if that statement makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Gabe Vasquez, or if it makes no difference to your vote. First one, Gabe Vasquez supported immediately ending oil and gas exploration in New Mexico, stating, quote, shut it all down, let's just get rid of it immediately. So this will make you more likely or less likely to vote for him?
More likely.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat.
Okay. Gabe Vasquez called for defunding the police, saying, quote, it's not just about defunding the police. It's about defunding a system that privileges white people over everybody else. This will make you more likely or less likely to vote for him.
You'll have to read that one once more.
Yes, of course. Gabe Vasquez called for defunding the police saying, quote, it's not just about the funding the police, it's about the funding a system that privileges white people over everybody else.
More likely to vote for.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much, somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. As crossing of our southern border, Gabe Vasquez called what was happening at the southern border a, quote, non-existent threat. Now migrant crime is ravaging New Mexico. I will read it again. Would you like me to read this again?
Yeah, I'll read it again.
Yeah. As crossing of our southern border, Gabe Vasquez called what was happening at the southern border a, quote, non-existent threat. Now migrant crime is ravaging New Mexico.
Somewhat more likely.
Okay, thank you. While crisis at the border has allowed millions of illegal immigrants to enter the country, Gabe Vasquez supports policies that will make it worse. Not only does Vasquez support abolishing ICE, Vasquez has voted against giving resources to the U.S. Customs and Border Protections to crack down on human trafficking and drug smuggling, and voted against funding 22,000 Border Patrol agents to help secure the border. This will make you more likely or less likely to vote for him?
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. Gabe Vasquez is a defund the police Democrat who was open to replacing police officers with psychologists and has supported reduced penalties on violent crime, including carjackings, holding views more extreme than most New Mexican Democrats. This will make you more likely or less likely to vote for him?
More likely.
Okay.
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. Early this year, an arrest warrant was issued for Gabe Vasquez after he failed to appear in court. This will make you more likely or less likely to vote for him?
He's a bad boy. I'll forgive him. Somewhat
more
likely.
Okay. Thank you. While New Mexico families are struggling to get by, Gabe Vasquez has repeatedly backed efforts to provide taxpayers-funded benefits to illegal immigrants. While on the Las Cruces City Council, Gabe Vasquez supported a program that extended health care to illegal immigrants. Vasquez also praised a plan to expand federal students' aid and to set aside $10.5 billion in cash payments to illegal immigrants. This will make you more likely or less likely to vote for him?
Somewhat less likely.
Okay. Gabe Vasquez reportedly was caught calling a former colleague the N-word. This will make you more likely or less likely?
I'm sort of neutral on that. I mean, what difference does it make? So what? I use that word too occasionally, not as an offensive thing. But anyway, this is moderately more likely.
Okay.
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. Gabe Vasquez is a member of a group that supports sex change drugs for minors.
No, not at all.
So... this will make you more likely or less likely to vote for him?
Less likely.
Somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Okay, thank you. Gabe Vasquez said investing in oil and gas is irresponsible, even though the oil and gas industry contributes roughly $1.4 billion annually to New Mexico public schools. This will make you more likely or less likely to vote for him?
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you. Even with the surge of fentanyl flowing across our border in New Mexico, having the eighth highest overdose death rate in the country, Gabe Vasquez voted against the border security plan to crack down on drug traffickers that are using the southern border to sneak drugs into our country and local communities. This will make you more likely or less likely to vote for him.
Less likely.
Somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you. Gabe Vasquez backs policies that encourage illegal immigration and support sanctuary cities which prevent local law enforcement from working with federal agencies like ICE. This will make you less likely or more likely to vote for him.
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. Gabe Vasquez has voted with the Biden-Harris administration 90% of the time and supported their policies that left us with record high prices and the worst border crisis in American history. This will make you more likely or less likely to vote for him?
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you. Gabe Vasquez voted against the Parents' Bill of Rights legislation that gives parents more access and control over their children's public education and allows them to know what their children are being taught in school. This will make you more likely or less likely to vote for him?
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. Gabe Vasquez supports the Biden-Harris administration's war on New Mexico energy and supported a liberal plan pushed by environmental extremists, which could cost as much as $93 trillion and will kill New Mexico's oil and gas industry and decimate funding for our schools. This will make you more likely or less likely to vote for him?
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you very much. Next question. Now that you heard some more information, if the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote? Yvette Herrell, Republican, or Gabe Vasquez, Democrat?
Gabe Vasquez.
Probably or definitely voting for him?
Definitely.
Thank you very much. Now, just a few more questions about yourself, just for statistical purposes. Despite how you might feel today, are you registered to vote as a Republican, as a Democrat, an independent, or something else?
I'm registered as a Democrat.
And would you say yourself that you're a strong Democrat or not so strong Democrat?
I guess I'd say now that I'm not so strong Democrat.
Okay. Thank you. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative on your own most issues?
Well, I don't like the word liberal. I'm more of a progressive. So I'll say liberal, even though I don't like the word.
Okay. Would you say somewhat or very liberal?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And just for statistical purposes, what is your race? It is Caucasian, African-American, American-Indian, Asian, or Pacific Islander?
Caucasian.
Thank you. Are you currently single and never married, unmarried and living with a partner, married, separated, widow, or divorced?
Divorced.
Thank you. Just for statistical purposes, and despite how you may feel today, please tell me for whom did you vote in the election for president in November 2020? Donald Trump, Republican, Joe Biden, Democrat?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation. Have a lovely day.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.